Today's Shir Masechta Shavuot Daf Yud. We will begin on Daf Tes Amud Bey in the middle of the Yomit by the two dots. Rav Shimon Omer Sirir Rav Golem Mechaprim V'loy Sirir Rosh Chodoshim. As we learned in the Mishnah, the opinion of Rav Shimon is that the Sirir Rosh Chodoshim, the Sirir of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, comes for a situation where a kohen that's tohar ate kachim that are tamei, and that is what the Sirir Rosh Chodesh comes to be Mechaprim. Amar Beloza, Amar Baishia, my Tamid Rav Shimon. What is the basis of Rav Shimon's opinion? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, on the Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which was the last of the Shemayna Shemayim Veluim, the day that the Mishkan was erected and was given over to Aaron and his children to do the Avodah, on that day there were three Korban Chatas brought. One was a Korban Chatas because it was Rosh Chodesh, which is standard, as we learned already in the previous year. Another was a special Sar Chatas, because this was the first day of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Moshe Rabbeinu on this day a Chatas should be brought. And the third Chatas, which as we all know, as we do every year from Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the first 12 days, the Nesiim, every day of the Chanukas HaMishkan, of the first 12 days, brought a series of Kabbonis. On the first day, Nachshon ben Aminadov, Nasi Shevet Yehuda, brought a carbon, and the carbon that he brought included a carbon chatas. And as we recall the parasha in the Torah, Aaron and his children, his remaining children, Eleazar and Isamar, were oining him that day, because that was the day that their brothers, Nadav and Avihu, passed away. And they were oining him, but they realized that the sawyer of Nachshon, and that the sawyer of that day being the Chanukah of Mishkan, were one time Kachay Shah, the Gemara calls them, were one time Karbonis. And therefore, even though normally an oinein may not eat kachim, these are very unique and special kabbonis that they may eat. However, the sayer Rosh Chodesh, which they knew was a recurring event every year, Rosh Chodesh, they felt as oinenim they have no right to eat it; it should be burnt. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as the pasuk says, got upset with them because Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, in regards to this carbon, and that's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes, this was the carbon that carries with it the need to be mechaper and avoin ha'eda. And the Gemara will in a moment identify what is the avoin ha'eda. It's actually interesting to note that I saw that the Mefarshim explained, we discussed just yesterday in the previous year, that the Sar Rosh Chodesh, one of the purposes that the Sar Rosh Chodesh is brought for, as we recall, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Havio lai kapara shemi atati yasirech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we have to bring a carbon because the moon was diminished. And we discussed this at length in our previous year. So the Svarim want to suggest that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. He said, from the time of Briyas Ha'olam until this day, there was never an opportunity for there should be a kapara, kavayachal, for that sin where the moon was diminished. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought, this is the first opportunity that we could bring a sar Rosh Chodesh, a carbon chatas for Rosh Chodesh, and that aveir will have a kapara. And the world would come to a perfect tikkun where the moon would be appeased, and the moon and the sun would be again like it was by Briyas Olam, and would come to the perfect world. And he felt, and that's why he was upset at Aaron and his children, that they missed on that opportunity, that the world would lost that opportunity, and now we have to wait again for Mashiach. But back to our Gemara. The Gemara says, Vos nos lachem losses avon eidam. V'haikra, as I just said, b'sar d'Rosh Chodesh k'siv, refers to the sar Rosh Chodesh that was brought that day. Now says the Gemara, v'yalof oven, oven b'tzitz. Now we learn exereshava of the word oven, which is said here, and the word oven that it says regarding the tzitz. We know that one of the big day kahuna of the Kohen Gadol was the tzitz, a head plate that said on it Kodesh Hashem. And here it says that we just read V'nem Kan Ovon. V'nem Lahalon, it says regarding the tzitz, the word Ovon. Ma Lahalon, just like what is the tzitz Miratza, what is the tzitz be Mechaper? Tumas Basar. That means if the blood of a carbon or the meat of a carbon come Tameh, the halach is that that carbon should be stopped. But if somebody if didn't stop it, then he put the meat of that carbon on the Mizbeach, even though it's Tameh, or even though the blood of that carbon became Tameh, and it was burnt, the carbon is Meratza, the carbon is effective because the tzitz makes it effective. Afkan, here too, when we say that the Sor Rish Chodesh is effective for a purpose, what is the purpose it's effective for? Tumas Basar, as I said at the beginning of the shiur, we learned in the Mishnah that if Basar Kachim becomes Tameh and somebody eats that Basar Kachim, he will have a kapara through the Sar Rish Chodesh. Ask the Gemara, Imala Halan. Ask the Gemara if we're learning Gzeirah Shavah and we're suggesting Mala Halan Oilin. If over there the carbon is where does the tzitz help? On meat that's put on the Mizbeach, Afkan Oilin, here too it should be Mechaper for that same situation. So ask the Rishonim, what's the Gemara's question? If we're saying that the tzitz is Meratza, for Basar that's Tameh, that's put on the Mizbeach, why do I need another carbon to do the exact same point? So as Rashi says, and it's really explicit in the Gemara in a moment, it's Meratza if the tzitz broke. That if the tzitz broke, so now you don't have the tzitz being Meratza for that. So the Gemara's question is that we should have the tzor of Rish Chodesh be Meratza. Answers the Gemara, Avoin ha'eduksiv. The Torah regarding the tzor of Rish Chodesh, as we read earlier, uses the words Avoin ha'eduk. Avoin ha'eduk, as the Rishonim explain, refers to an aveira that the Eda does. What does the Eda do? The Eda don't put the basar on the Mizbeach. Eda refers to all of Klal Yisrael, but they do eat of Kabonis. So that's why it must not be referring to the basar of the carbon being put on the Mizbeach, rather it's referring to the eating of the carbon, the eating of Tameh Kachim. However, ask the Gemara, now that we've established the Gzeir Shavah, the Michti, Migmer Gamri Mihadodi, that we're learning the Sor of Rosh Chodesh from the Sawyer, from the Tzitz. So ask the Gemara, Nechaped Rosh Chodesh of the day. Yes, we've clearly established that the Tzitz is, that the Rosh Chodesh primary purpose is to be Mechaper for Basar that's Tameh that's eaten by a Kohen that's Tameh, by a Kohen that's Tahar. But ask the Gemara, it should also be effective for what the tzitz is effective for. That if you had Tamei Basar on the Mizbeach, it's Meratza. So the obvious question is why? Why do I need the Rosar Rosh Chodesh? I already have the tzitz doing it. Nafkamina, says the Gemara, as I said a moment ago, Lahecha, the Nishbar tzitz. It'll be a Nafkamina in a situation where the tzitz is not usable. And as the Rishonim explain, actually, the Gemaras that discuss the effectiveness of the tzitz have a machloikis if the tzitz is only meratza when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, or it's even meratza when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. Our Gemara is clearly following the opinion that the tzitz is meratza when the Kohen Gadol, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Because otherwise, the Gemara could have said a very poshta nafkamina. Nafkamina, when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, you can rely on the Rosh Chodesh. But, says the Gemara, even, say the Rishonim in explaining the Gemara, even if you're of the opinion, it's actually Rav Shimon's opinion, that the tzitz is meratza, even when the Kohen Gadol is now wearing the tzitz, it's certainly not meratza when it's broken. So for that, we should be able to rely on the Sor Rosh Chodesh. And I want to make a point, and I think we've made the point earlier. Let's think about it. The tzitz is usually not broken. And when it's broken, it'll be repaired. So how much time, we're talking about an extremely narrow window, the punkt that tzitz is broken, and it has to be Rosh Chodesh, because you can't bring the Sar Rosh Chodesh any other time. So the Sar Rosh Chodesh will be there to be Mechaper, because your tzitz is broken. Why? So as the Meiri and other Rishonim pointed out, and it's really a common theme throughout our entire sugya, the Aveira of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav is an extremely serious Aveira. Our 10 blotted Gemara that we learned are a riot to it. All of these Kabbalists, we don't find any Aveira that has so many Kabbalists. Yontif and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur and the tzitz. Every Nadar Gemara is considering the tzitz, all concerned about one issue. Tumas Megdish v'Kedoshav. Why? Again, we have no way of explaining this because we don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshavos. But apparently this Chazal already realized, the Torah already realized, is extremely serious. And we have to try to bring a kapara for this Aveira as quickly as possible. So even though it's an extremely rare and narrow window, it's a window to, it's something that we have to be concerned about. So again, the Gemara's question is, why don't we say that the Rosh Chodesh Sar is not only Meratzah for Tahar that ate carbon that's Tameh, but it should also be Meratzah for what? The Tzitz is Meratzah? Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Avoin, Avon Echad Hu Naisei, it only works for one Aveira, the Rosh Chodesh Sar, Vein and Naisei, Beis Avonis. But it doesn't work for two Aveiras. But now ask the Gemara the other way around. The nechapa tzitz at the day for the Rosh Chodesh. Why does the tzitz, why do we say that the tzitz is only meratze for oilin, for bas that's tamei that's put on the mizbeach? Maybe it should be effective for it itself, and also for what the Rosh Chodesh saw is effective, that a tar that ate tamei, nafkamina, and while we're in nafkamina, we already have the saw Rosh Chodesh, says the Gemara Pashta nafkamina, the tumah, the ira ben zeh lezeh. That let's say today was Rosh Chodesh, and tomorrow somebody tar ate something tummy. Rosh Chodesh is 29 days away. So like this, you'll have the tzitz to work. Ask the Rishonim, Pashta Kasha. If the tzitz will be Meratzah, so then what do I need to say Rosh Chodesh? If the Gemara is now suggesting that the tzitz has the power of not only being Meratzah for what, for Basar Tomei that's put on the Mizbeach, but it also has the power to be Meratzah for tar that ate basar kachim that's tameh, so then what do I need the sar Rosh Chodesh altogether? So Rishonim respond that the Gemara never had a havamina that the tzitz should bring a ritzui gomer, that it should do a complete kapara on somebody tar eating kachim that tameh. But what the Gemara's question is, and it's a very geschmacka way of understanding the Gemara, is that Rosh Chodesh was today. We lost out this opportunity. We're going to have to wait for another month for Rosh Chodesh. And as I just explained a moment ago, it's a serious aveira. So let the tzitz be toiler. Let the tzitz protect the person until next Rosh Chodesh. But not to say that the tzitz could bring a complete kapara. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask, what's the Gemara's question? We just learned before that whenever the Torah uses the word avoin, it means avoin echad, not more than one aveira. And just like the Torah used the word avoin, as we started the shiur today, by sar Rosh Chodesh, the Torah also used the word avoin by tzitz. That was the old Gzeir Shava. So once avoin is used, it only means one aveira. So Rishonim said that can't be the Gemara's answer. Because what is the wording used by the tzitz? Avoin kachim. So although the word avoin is a singular, avoin, but right next to it is the word kachim. And therefore the Gemara has a very legitimate right to question that maybe it not only is a mechaper on bus or tummy that's put on the mizbeach, but maybe it's also mechaper for somebody tahor who ate kachim that's tamei. Amakra, the pasuk says, oisai. The pasuk says by the sarish chaydish, oisai naisa oven, venacheres naisa oven. Only the sarish chaydish is mechaper on the veira of somebody tahor eating something tamei. No other carbon has that ability. Ravashi Omer, Ravashi has a different way of explaining this Gemara. Ksiv hacha, it says here, avoin ho eda. It says regarding the Sarish Chodesh, Avoin Ha'eda, which, as we learned earlier, means Eda for Lykotchim. Strictly the Aveira that affects the Eda. What Aveira affects the Eda? Eating the carbon when they're Tameh. And not the Aveira of Kotchim being put on the Mizbeach when they're Tameh. The Hasam Ksiv, regarding the Tzitz, the Torah uses the words Avoin HaKadoshim, Kotchim V'loy Eda. The Torah is very specific here. This, each one has its own very specific purpose. And most Rishonim explain, the Gemara there of Ashi is not really arguing on the previous Pshat, he's actually complementing and supporting the previous Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Ashkechon, so as we have now proven, Siri Rish Chodoshim, the Mechapri Altar. We've clearly identified that the Siri Rish Chodosh, what is their purpose, based on the Gzeir Shavah that we learn from Tzitz, that the purpose of the Siri Rish Chodosh, at least according to Reb Shimon, is the Mechapri al-Tar Sh'ach Lasatameh. However, we've learned in the Mishnah Siri regolim, the mechapri al she'ein ba yidia loy betchil v'loy besoif. How will we know that that's the purpose of this siri regolim? Answers the Gemara, k'amar Rav Chama b'Rav Chanina, as we learned, and we'll learn more in this shir soon. Rav Chama b'Rav Chanina says, the Torah uses the word soyer, soyer. The Torah, Parashas Pinchas, when it mentions all the Karbonos Musaf from all the Yom Tovim, connects them all with the word Sar, Sar, Hachinami. Here too, Sar V'Sar, the Torah uses the words Sar V'Sar, V'Iskesh, and therefore, Siri Regolim are compared to Siri Rish Chodesh. Mas Siri the Rish Chodesh, just like the Siri of Rish Chodesh, the Milsa the Kodesh Mechapri. What did we say that Siri Rish Chodesh is Mechapa for, as we've been learning our entire Shir, for somebody Tar, Eight Kachem, that Tamei? Af Siri Regolim are also Mechaper, the Milsa the Kodesh Mechapri. It's Mechaper for something that refers to Kodesh. What Kodesh? Ein ba yidi alay b'techila v'alay b'saif. A number of points to be made. We know, going back to our Mishnah, that Seer of Yom Regolim, that we say Mechaper, for Ein Ba Yidiyah Lai B'Tchil V'Lai B'Saif, is not only for Kodesh, that somebody Tamei ate Kodesh, but also has to do with Migdash, somebody Tamei entering the base of Migdash. Our Gemara has successfully created a Hekish between the Seer of Rish Chodesh and the Seer of Regolim that affects something that's Kodesh. But how will we know that the Siri Golem are also Mechaper of Ein Ba Yidiyah Lai B'Tchil V'Lai B'Saif regarding the Migdash? Answer the Rishonim, as we learned in our previous year, and what I was going to say later. Kodesh and Migdash are compared. So once the Gemara has successfully identified that the Siri Regolem are Mechaper for Kodesh, whatever's the halacha for Kodesh automatically becomes the halacha for Migdash. Tosfos also goes into here, interesting question. We've touched upon this, we're actually going to touch upon it again. The halacha is in Kachim. The Gemara Masechta Zvachim speaks about this many times, and Mitzvah will learn Zvachim, that by Kachim a double hekish is unacceptable. Here we are, that's clear. But there's a machloikis in the Gemara. If first we have something learned through Gzeir Shava, and then it continues with a hekish, what is the halacha? Ask Tosfos, isn't this a situation of first starting with Gzeir Shava, Rish Chodesh from Tzitz, and now Siri Regolim from Rish Chodesh? So we start with a Gzeir Shav, and then we have a Hekish. It's a Machlaikis Masechta Zvachim, and that's acceptable limud. How will we understand our Gemara? So the simple teretz, obviously, is that our Gemara is following the Man D'Omer that says that a Hekish after a Gzeir Shav is acceptable. But Tosfos says a different teretz. Tosfos says when we say that according to the opinions, that a Hekish after a Gzeir Shav is not acceptable form of limud by Kachim, that's what we're talking about, the avoid of Kachim. Here, what was our original Gzeir Shavah? How do we start this year? The first Gzeir Shavah was from Tzitz. Tzitz is not an avoider. Tzitz is a tachshit. It's a beggar of the Kohen Gadol. The din that you can't learn a Gzeir Shavah and a Hekish refers specifically to the avoider. That's when we're not talking about avoider. Everybody agrees that a Gzeir Shavah followed by a Hekish is acceptable. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. If we're learning the Siri Regolim from the Siri Reish Chodesh, so then we should say in the Chapra are the Rish Chodesh. So the effectiveness of the Siri Regolim should not be for some other situation that somebody entered the Migdash or ate Kodeshim, Ein Ba Yedi Eloi B'Tchil V'Loi B'Saif. It should be exactly for the same purpose that Rish Chodesh serves, that somebody Tar ate Kodeshim, that a Tamei. Answers the Gemara, we already answered that question. Harminin, we just said at the bottom of Tes on the base, Oysoi, that Oysa Noisa Oven, Ve Acha Noisa Oven. There is no other carbon that is effective for tar eating tamei besides the Sar Rish Chodesh. So it can't be that the Siri Regolim should come for that purpose. We already learned that no other carbon could come for that purpose. What must they be coming for? Ein Ba Yedi Eloi B'Tchil V'Loi B'Saif. Ask them why. V'chi Teima, perhaps we should say, Nechapra Adi Yom Kippurim. It should do the same thing as the Sar of Hachitzin of Yom Kippur. What do we say that the Sar Chitz of Yom Kippur does? The Sar Chitz of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Ein Ba Yedi B'Tchila, Ava Yesh Ba Yedi B'Saif. Answers the Gemara, Harminin, we have already said previously, Achas B'Shana. The Pasuk regarding the Sar upon him uses the words Achas B'Shana, Kapar Zu Loitahei El Achas B'Shana. So what the Yom Kippur Sar works for, the Regolim Sar can't work for. Amay Mechapri. So now the Gemara goes with the power, with the deduction, logic of deduction, of elimination. Let's think about it. What do you want the Seir Golem to work for? If it's for a situation where there's Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Soif, so that's the classical case, Haibar Karbon Hu, we have to bring the Karbon Oil of a Yairid. As we learned in the previous year, that's what the Sar Hanas B'Fnim, together with Yom Kippur, protect you until you get the Yediyah B'Soif. E, Al She'en Ba Yediyah B'Tchila, Avil Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Soif, Hai Sar Hanas B'Chutz, V'Yom Kippur M'Chaper. So that's not, that can't be what it's coming for. Al Karchach, what must it be coming for? And a mechaper, it's only mechaper on where ein ba yedi loy betchil of loy besayif. One important point that we're going to come to: how do we know that the sar hanas b'chutz, does the Gemara say, the Gemara just said it a minute ago, is only effective ein ba yedi betchil of a yesh ba yedi besayif? Because the Torah uses the words achas b'shana. But if we open up a chumash, where does the Torah use those words? But the sar hanas b'fnim, and we're discussing the sar hanas b'chutz. So how are we going to use a pasuk that's stated by Sar Nas B'Fnim to teach us a din regarding Sar Nas B'Chutz? Answer the Rishonim. As we've been learning, the Torah is makish the Sar Nas B'Chutz to the Sar Nas B'Fnim. So regarding the Sar Nas B'Fnim, the Torah uses the words Achas B'Shana. Automatically, that rule also applies to Sar Nas B'Chutz. Ramei Omer, as we've learned, Ramei's opinion is Kol Sirim Kaparos and Shavah. The Sar Rish Chodesh, the Sar Nas B'Chutz Yom Kippur, the Sar Regalim, all accomplished the exact same thing. Says the Gemara, and we've mentioned Rav Chama Bar Chanina already more than once, Om Rav Chama Bar Chanina, my Tamid Rameya, Om Akra, Sar V'Sar, Huk Shekala Kasirim Zelazem. If we take out a Chumash and Parshas Pinchas, and we read the Torah, we'll see that the Torah mentions all of the, mentions Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos, and Yom Tovim, all of the times when Seirim are brought from Musaf. And in most situations, the Torah connects one parasha to the next parasha with the Vav. What is the Torah accomplishing with that? I'm across Sar V'Sar, Huk Shekal Asurim Zelazer, to put them all in one category. Vav Maisav Alinyan Rishon, to put them all together. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havminix understands what does Rav Chama Bar Chanina mean. Kosal Gadaitach, Kolchad V'chad V'chamri Gomer. The Gemara is assuming as follows. As we've been learning, the Gemara is not changing what we've been learning, that the Sar Rish Chodesh is effective for Tar Derei Tomei. Sari Regalim are effective Ein Ba Yediyah Loi B'Tchila Loi B'Soif. Sari Chitzin of Yom Kippur is effective Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila Avel Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Soif. And since those three events are in that pasuk, all the other events, all the other occasions that are mentioned in that pasuk, are learned from that original source. But ask the Gemara, and that is the line of succession. We have Rosh Chodesh first, then we have Pesach, then we have Shavuos. The pasuk mentions all the Yom Tovim. So Gemara assumes that we go one from another. There's a succession. But that violates the rule that I just mentioned before. V'Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaTorah Kula, L'meidim Lomid Melomid. A double hekish is acceptable Kol HaTorah Kula, Chutz Mikotchim, except in the sugyas of Kotchim, Shein L'meidim Lomid Melomid. So if something is stated by Rosh Chodesh, we can learn the next Yom Tov, which is Pesach, from Rosh Chodesh. But we can't learn any other Yom Tovim, because that would involve a double hekish. Answer to the Gemara, that's not the way to understand Rav Chama. Hole Kasha, Kula Mikamri Gamri. The way to understand the pasuk is not to understand it as a chain, that we learn number 2 from number 1, and then number 3 from number 2, and number 4 from number 3, and then we would have a problem of a double and a triple hekish. All of them, since they're one parasha, are learned from Rosh Chodesh, regarding the halachas of Seir Rosh Chodesh. All of them regarding Yom Tov are learned from Yom Tovim, because Yom Tovim are on that parasha. And the same goes for Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, Tenech called it Sebei V'Soir. This line of reasoning that I've just explained is we use for the Kabbalists where the Torah uses the Vav before it. So that means that they're all connected and they all could go back to the original source. However, at Seiros for Yom Kippurim, the likes of Bevasar, that the Torah doesn't have that Vav connecting them all. How will we understand it? Menola, Ela Amar Rabbi Yoina Amakra, Elu tasl Hashem l'adeichem. The Torah says the words Elu tasl Hashem l'adeichem. What is the Torah trying to accomplish with these words? To teach us Hukshu kol me'adim kol zel zeh, that all the me'adim, all the mesofim, all the me'adim are treated the same. They serve all the exact same purpose. There's an interesting girsa in the Ritva. The Ritva takes out the word Elo before Amar Reb Yoina. What is the Ritva telling to teach us? Because Pash Pshat, the way we learned the Gemara has refuted Rav Chama's Pshat, and now brings Rav Yoina's Pshat. But says the Ritva, if you really think about it, Rav Yoina's Pshat isn't that great either. Because the Torah is saying, Al Tassel Hashem V'maydechem, the Torah is just teaching us that this is what you should do in every Yontif. What's superfluous? What's extra in this Pasik that should teach us that all the Yom Tovim are connected? So he explains, and that's why he takes out the word Ella, that Rav Yoina isn't arguing with Rav Chama. He's complimenting Rav Chama. Rav Chama said a lima that we learn all the Yom Tovim. We take the source, whether it's Rish Chaydish or Shem Kippur or Yom Tovim, and then from that emanates a lima for all the Yom Tovim. We had a kasha. How is that kasha answered? Even if you don't have the word, the letter vav, to connect them, El Tassel Hashem Adeichem is enough to connect them. But not that Rav Chama is completely refuted. Rav Yoina is answering the kasha that we had on Rav Chama. That's how the Ritva learns the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, but based on the whole basis of this limud is that El Tassel Hashem Adeichem, that all of these times are considered Yom Tovim. Ask the Gemara for Rosh Chodesh La'Abayru. We're speaking about the Sar Rosh Chodeshim, and Rosh Chodeshim, where does Rosh Chodesh become a Yontif? Answers the Gemara, Ibra. Indeed, Rosh Chodesh namayikr Maid. Rosh Chodesh is considered a Maid. Kram Abaya, Dom Abaya, Tamaz Da'ishata Mali Maliyua. We all know that Tisha B'Av is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu identified the day of Tzara B'Klal Yisrael. Why Tisha B'Av? Because the Meraglim returned with their false and incorrect report about Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. And Atam B'Chisim B'Chiyah Shel Chinam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us that you cry for no reason, it was incorrect. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaveya, identified this day of B'Chiyah Shel Dairus. Now if you think about it, the Meraglim didn't come back on Tisha B'Av. They didn't come back on 8 days in Av, and they cried on 9 days in Av. They actually came back on the ninth of Av. Why? Because the Meraglim left the Midbar on the 29th day of Sivan. And Tammuz, as we know, is always a Chodesh Chasser. It only has 29 days. So we figure it out, they only returned on the 9th day. And that's why Klaiso would have cried on the 10th day. But we know it's not Yudbav that they cried, it's Tesbav. So says the Pasuk answered the question. Amar Abaya, Tammuz Ayushat the Milyum Aliyuah. That year, Tammuz, even though normally it's only 29 days, was a 30-day month. The Ksiv, Karalei Moed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu added a day of Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. We know when a month has 30 days, it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, the 30th and the 31st day, Lishba Bechurei, that it should come out on Tisha B'Av. Pasuk Kenecha. So here we see that Rosh Chodesh is called Karalei Moed. Why is it called? Why is Rosh Chodesh called a Moed? So Pash B'Shat, because all Yom Tovim in the month and in the year are identified through Rosh Chodesh. So Moed, how do we know when Yontif will be? Based on when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Another Pshat that I saw is that they used to make a Suda. Gemara learned, says this in Masechta Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh. And here they had another day of Rosh Chodesh for a Suda. As the Mefarshim, the Ragachev discusses this, the Yaris Tavash discusses this, that the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that when did they make a Suda? When they made Rosh Chodesh, a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, only when they were Mekadesh through the Cheshbin, through Bezdin. But when they were Kaddish Al-Piriya, there was never a day of 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Because whenever the day of Rosh Chodesh was, that was the day. So what does the Gemara mean that they made an extra day Rosh Chodesh? So one pshat, the Ragachev says, is that they didn't make a Suda because of when the Edom came, because there was only one day, because there was only 1 day Rosh Chodesh, but they made a Suda every day, every month there was a 30-day month. Another pshat, the Yaris Tavash says, a chiddush. He says, we are under the impression until whatever point when the Sanhedrin became Batel, that's when they always were Mekadosh Al-Piriya. He says in the Midbar they weren't Mekadosh Al-Piriya. Why? Because they had an onan. They had a cloud all over them. They couldn't be Mekadosh period because they couldn't see the moon. So he says, just like we are, we know the month through Cheshbon, in the Midbar they knew it also through Cheshbon, and that's why when they made 2 day Rosh Chodesh, they did have a Suda. Karol Emayit, the Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh is considered a Yontif. And that's why the Halacha says that on Rosh Chodesh, the Shulchan Aruch calls that those that don't do Melacha, Shulchan Aruch says that we don't have the minig of not doing Melacha, but women don't do so much Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. You know, the minig is a lot of people, women don't sew on Rosh Chodesh. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says that on your Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be Marbe Besuda, because it's Karol Emayit. It's called a Yontif. The question is, why are we now up to the point that the Bach says a Marid Gechidish? The Bach says, let's say Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, so we already have Suda on Shabbos, so we shouldn't miss out that Suda. And Sunday, which is no longer Rosh Chodesh, we should still have the Rosh Chodesh Suda, not to miss out the Suda's Rosh Chodesh. So why are we not so Makbid? The Aruch HaShulchan already discusses, and other parts can discuss, so why are we not so Makbid on Suda's Rosh Chodesh? And the truth is, in the Ramah itself, there's a shtickle raya that you don't have to be Makbid on Suda's Rosh Chodesh. Because the Aloch is on Yontif, you're not allowed to fast even a tiny shos. On Rosh Chodesh, the Ramah Paskins, you could fast a tiny shos. So we see that the Paiskin want to say that in Rosh Chodesh is not as serious as Yontif. Even though I saw Rav Moshe Sternbuch is not that satisfied with that raya. He says, because even if you consider the Chiv of Suda of Rosh Chodesh, you can't say that Rosh Chodesh is the same category as Yontif. And he explains as follows. On Yontif, there's a Chiv of Simchas Yontif. Every moment you have to have a Simchas Yontif. So if you're fasting, you're not having a Simchas Yontif. On Rosh Chodesh, even if you'll say that there's a Chiv Suda, there's no Chiv Simcha every moment. So you could fast and still have your Suda. So why are we not Makbid to have a Suda's Rosh Chodesh? Not everybody's Makbid to have a Suda's Rosh Chodesh, although certainly a L'chatchil one should be Makbid. So I saw a Rebbein Yeruchim, a Rishon. He says that this thing that Rosh Chodesh you have to have a Suda is only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. And I thought there's a raya to it. There's a very interesting wording in the Tefillas Musaf that we say every Rosh Chodesh. Ubevoid this Beis HaMikdash nismach kulano. We don't find this by any other Musaf that we say these words. What are we saying? Ubevoid this Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we won't have the Rebbein Yeruchim to rely on. Everybody's going to agree that you have to have a Suda's Rosh Chodesh. Or avoid this Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, Nismach Kulon, we're all going to have a Suda's Yontif. We're going to have Simcha and Rosh Chodesh. Nobody's going to be able to disagree about that. I saw an interesting shuv in the Michas HaLazer that he asks if our Gemara is saying that Rosh Chodesh is called the Mayid, what will be the halacha? We know on Shabbos when we dive in Musaf, we end the bracha, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Shabbos. On Yontif, we say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim. On Rosh Chodesh, you say Mekadosh Yisrael for Rosh Chodeshim. What is the halacha if somebody got confused and instead of saying Mekadosh Yisrael for Rosh Chodeshim, he says Mekadosh Yisrael for Azmanim? So first he wants to consider that based on our Gemara it should be acceptable. Because our Gemara is saying the Rosh Chodesh is considered a Yontif. So if you use the Nusuf for Yontif, it should be acceptable. But then he quotes a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham asks a different question. What happens on Yontif, instead of saying Mekadosh Yisrael for Azmanim, you said Mekadosh Yisrael for Shabbos? So first the Magen Avraham wants to say maybe you yoytza, because Yontif ikri Shabbos. But Alocha Magen Avraham, and that's the fact that all the Paiskim can quote, the Mishnah Berurah, all the Paiskim can say you're not yoytza. Why? Because Chazal gave every tefillah a specific nusach. And the nusach for Yontif is Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim. The nusach for Yontif, for Shabbos, for Yontif Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim. Shabbos Mekadosh Yisrael v'Shabbos. And Chazal were very medagdik on their nusach. So we followed that psak. The same thing as a Rosh Chodesh, if you didn't use the proper Nusach, you said Mekadosh Yisrov Azmanim, instead of saying Mekadosh Yisrov Rosh Chodeshim, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei Paskins. Posh Pshat, what's the Pasuk of Karei Le'Mayid referring to? It's not referring to Rosh Chodesh, it's referring to Tisha B'Av. Karei Le'Mayid, the Tisha B'Av is called a Mayid. And that's why the halacha is, that on Tisha B'Av we don't say Tachman, because it's a Yontif. But the Mefarshim try to understand what's the Yontif about Tisha B'Av. I saw a number of Pshatim. One pshat is because Tisha B'Av is very connected to Gula. We know that the Medrash says that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. We know that Tisha B'Av is always the same day as the first day of Pesach to commemorate the Pasuk. Kimei Tzeisechem Eretz Mitzrayim Erenu Neflos. Just like we saw Yeshua then, we'll see in the Yeshua now. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara says, Kol Mis'abel Yerushalayim Zoyche v'roi b'simchasai. So if somebody is sitting in shul on Tisha B'Av, and he's saying the kinnis, and he's saying Eicha, and he really feels the tsar of Yerushalayim, that is the person that's going to be zoyche to see in the simcha of Yerushalayim. So if he's going to be zoyche because of his actions today to see the simcha of Yerushalayim, so it's the biggest yonta for him, so he can't say tachnan. A third pshat that I saw, actually I saw both the Avni Nezer work with this pshat, and Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mir Mashgiach, were with this pshat, that actually Tisha B'Av is a wonderful day, because it shows how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, and he sends us messages. He sends us that we're not acting appropriately. Learning that special, realizing that special relationship that we have between Hashem and us, that Hashem, so to speak, speaks to us, even nowadays, is the greatest simcha, and that's why we call it Mayid, we don't say Taklam. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umayda Rameya, Rameya agrees, B'sar Anas B'fnim, the Sar that's Nas B'fnim on Yom Kippur, Shrein Mechaper Kaparasan, even he is in agreement that the Sar Nas B'fnim is only Mechaper for Yesh Ba Yediyah B'tchil V'ein Ba Yudei B'saif, and furthermore, V'hein Mechaper Kaparasai, and those Kaparnas, Rish Chaydish, Sar Chitzin of Yom Kippur and Sar Regolim, don't work for what it works. And the Gemara explains why. V'hein Mechaper Kaparasan, because of kapara achas mechaper. As we learned earlier, it's only mechaper one kapara, ve'en mechaper shtei kaparas. On the other hand, hein ein mechaper kaparasa, because the pasuk says regarding the sara anas b'fnim, omakra achas b'shana, kapara zu, for yesh ba yidi b'tchila, ve'en ba yidi b'soif, ve'tehei el achas b'shana. And continues, the Gemara Tanya nami hochi. So do we learn in a braisa. Ashein ba yidi le b'tchila v'le b'soif, ve'ashein ba yidi b'tchila v'shesh ba yidi b'soif, v'atosh achas atomei, Surah HaRegolim, V'sira Rish Chodoshim, V'sura Anas B'chutz Mechaprim, Diver Ramei, Ramei's opinion, because they all work for all situations. However, even Ramei in this brisa clearly teaches us that Surah Anas Mefnim, Shaira is excluded, because Kaparos Nam Shaira, the Yidei B'tchil of Eba Yidei B'saif, is limited to the Surah Anas Mefnim on Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'ir B'Shimon Omer, Surah Rish Chodoshim Mechapa Atar Shechtamen. Says the Gemara, Bishlam the Rish Chodoshim Rav Shimon holds Lo Mechaper Ad Regolim that the Sir Rish Chodosh the Mechaper for Tor that ate the Tomei is not doesn't do what the Regolim do. Domekro that if Mechaper Ein by Yediyah B'Tchil Vay B'Soif because the Torah regarding the Sir Rish Chodosh as we started the Shia said Avon Avon Echro Noisei Vein Noisei Shnei Avonis. Ella asked the Gemara the Regolim the Mechaper the Rish Chodoshim why can't the Sir Ma Regolim also do what the Sir Rish Chodoshim do? Answers the Gemara. Amakra, the pasuk says regarding it, Oisai. Oisai Noisa Oven, the Ksarish Chodesh is Mechaper for this Avera of a Torah eating Tamei, Vein Nachar Noisa Oven, no other carbon accomplishes this. Continues the Gemara. Bishlam Regolim Le Mechaper the Yom Kippurim, the Regolim don't do what the Yom Kippur, the Sarach Kitzin does, Damakra, the pasuk says, even though it says it by the Sar Nas B'Fnim, but I keep on repeating, the Sar Nas B'Fnim, the Sar Nas B'Chutz are treated equally, Achs B'Shana, Kaparazu, the kapara of the sar anas b'chutz, which is yesh ein b'yidi b'tchila, av yesh b'yidi b'soif, loytehei alach b'shana. However, asked the Gemara, Eldin Kippurim mechaper de golem, why is the sar achitzen of Yom Kippur not mechaper on what we golem a mechaper, ein b'yidi loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif? Omakra, achas. Kapara achas mechaper, the Torah used the words kapara achas, ve'en mechaper shtei kaparas. It's not mechaper both for ask the Gemara, as we've been saying the whole shir, and we were speaking about the Sar Nas B'Fnim, answers the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk said, Mavat Chatas Kippurim Iskash Chitzin L'Pnimi. So the Pnimi only serves one purpose, so too does the Chitzin. Rav Shimon Mishmai said, Rav Shimon's Limud, and then will come clear in the Gemara, is that everything goes one step above. Rish Chodesh is only mechaper on Tor Shachlas Atamei. Yom Kippur is mechaper for that, plus Ein Ba Yedi B'Tchila V'Yesh Ba Yedi B'Sof. Regolim, a mechaper for everything. Rav Shimon Yehuda Oymer Mishmoy. Mashnad Rish Chodeshim. Ask the Gemara an understanding of Shimon's opinion. Mashnad Rish Chodeshim D'Loy Mechaper Ed Regolim. Why did the Sar Rish Chodesh only mechaper for what it's mechaper, but not for what the Regolim the mechaper ain't by yedi loy betchila loy besayif. That makra because the pasuk regarding the sar v'shchaydish says avon, avon echru noisei v'ne noisei shnei avonis. Ask the Gemara if you're going to follow that line of reasoning. The regolim nam loy lechaper ad rosh chadashim. So the sar of regolim, which is mechaper for ein ba yedi loy betchil v'loy besoif, should be limited to that and not include what rosh chodesh is mechaper. That rosh chodesh is mechaper for tar she'ochlas atamei, because doesn't the Kaira use the word oisah by the sar of rosh chodesh, which teaches us, as we've been learning, that the Sar Rosh Chodesh is strictly limited to a situation. The Sar Rosh Chodesh is the only carbon that's mechaper for tar that eats tameh. Aisuhu naisa oven, van acha naisa oven, and no other carbon could accomplish that. So how could Rav Shimon ben Yehuda say that the Sarah Haragolim are mechaper for tar sha'achlas a tameh? Doesn't the word aisa contradict that? Answers the Gemara, Oisle Mashmala. He doesn't agree that the word Oisle should be used for a drasha. As Rishonim explained, Rashi says it, he holds that the word Oisle belongs in the Pasuk. It's not superfluous to be learned from. Continues the Gemara. Maishtan the Regolim, the Mechaper the Yom Kippurim. Why did the Regolim not have the ability to Mechaper what Yom Kippur is Mechaper? Damakra, because the Pasuk says, Achas Bishana, regarding the Sarah of Yom Kippur, the Torah used the words Achas Bishana, even though it says B'Sara Nas B'Fnim, Kaparzu Leitel Achas Bishana. And therefore, Yesh B'Yidi B'Tchila, Ein B'Yidi B'Tchila, Yesh B'Yidi B'Sof, is limited to the Sar HaNas B'Chutz on Yom Kippur. Kaparzu Leitel Achas Bishana. But if you're going to take that line of reasoning, Yachad Yom Kippurim Namilo Nechapad Regolim, why does Rav Shimon ben Yehuda hold? Then not only does Musaf of Regolim have the ability to be Mechapur, when Ein B'Yidi Aloi B'Tchila V'Aloi B'Sof, he holds that even Yom Kippur has the ability to be mechaper for that. Why don't we learn achas ksiv? Doesn't the Torah use the word achas? Kapar achas mechaper, vei mechaper shtei kaparis. So how could he suggest that the sar of Yom Kippur, besides being mechaper for situation of Ein B'Yidi B'Tchila of a yeshtei b'saif, is also mechaper of Ein B'Yidi Aloi B'Tchila V'Aloi B'Saif? Says the Gemara, achas loy mashmalai. He doesn't agree that the word achas should be used for a drasha. Amai, why doesn't he agree to that? Because he says, the kiksiv achas, where does the Torah use the word achas? Besar nas b'fnim. It's strictly besar nas b'fnim, but we're not talking about besar nas b'fnim, we're talking about besar nas b'chutz. Ask the Gemara, Yochid regolim namri achapi di Yom Kippurim, if you're deleting the achas, because we're not comparing the besar nas b'chutz to the besar nas b'fnim, so then we should be able to say that just like the Sar of Yom Kippur is mechaper on Ein B'Yidi B'Tchila V'Yeshu Yidi B'Soif, so too should the Sar of Regolim be mechaper on Ein B'Yidi B'Tchila V'Yeshu Yidi B'Soif. Because what was preventing us from saying that? Because the word achas, but we said now that doesn't bother him. The kiks of achas, because we're saying now, where does the Torah use the word achas? Besar anas b'fnim ksiv. And we're not learning chutz from fnim. As the Gemara answers, the Gemara lo'olam achas mashmalai. He does agree. V'shani hachad amakro, the chiper Aaron al karnoisov achas b'shonov. Karnoisov, the mizbeach apnimi, who the kapar achas mechaper, vei mechaper shnei kaparis, or the chitz nafil shnei kaparis. Which means as follows. I just have to read the wording of the pasuk, and I'll explain it. If you read the wording of the Pasuk says, this is the Psar HaNas B'Fnim. V'chipa Aaron al-Karnoisov, achas b'shana, b'dam chatas ikipurim, achas b'shana yichaper lov l'dor eseichem. So the Torah uses the word achas twice. Achas b'shana twice. In the beginning of the Pasuk and at the end of the Pasuk. But at the beginning of the Pasuk, the Torah uses the words karnoisov. So there the Torah says, so there, it's speaking strictly on the Sar HaNas B'Fnim. Because the Sar HaNas B'Fnim, the blood is sprinkled on the kronos, on the corner of the Mizbeach. But when the Torah uses the word Achas B'Shan at the end of the Pasuk, it's connected to where it doesn't say Karnoisov. And there we can compare Pnimi to Chitzin. So Gemara is saying, to one degree we do compare Pnimi to Chitzin, and to one degree we don't compare Pnimi to Chitzin. We do compare Pnimi to Chitzin, that the Pnimi and Chitzin, what's unique to Yom Kippur, only is Mechaper for that. And that's why the Sar HaChitzin of Yom Kippur, that's mechaper ain by yidir b'tchila av yesh by yidir b'soif. We learn from the end of the pasuk achas b'shana is only mechaper, but the other part that the sar hanasib yom kippur and the sar hanasib regalim a mechaper from ain by yidir b'tchila v'loy b'soif, the first achas b'shana can't be excluding that, and therefore both yom kippur and regalim a mechaper. In the Musavim Kippur and Yogam, I'm a chaper in the situation of Ein Ba Yudir Levit Chilav Levit Sash.